Today's shir is Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Ches, but we will begin on Daf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis, seven lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Parei Rav Chia, Golos Mechaberes, Avoin Mechtsam. The punishment of somebody after going into exile for doing an Aveira covers for half the Aveira. Korexiv, because the Pasuk The Gemara discusses what the Pasuk says when Cain killed Hevel. Bikarksev Ahisi Nova Nod Ba'aretz. So the Pasuk uses both the word Na and Nod. Ulubsaif, after he went into Golsksev, Vyeshe Ba'aretz Noid. So what happened was that he was only half of what was at the beginning. The Mashar explains how we understand this Gemara. That the Pasuk says that Nov and Nod is not to be considered just a Golus. Rather, the way to understand it is, as the Medrash says, that Cain was punished, that wherever he walked, the earth under him trembled. And that's what happened here. For Yetzer Cain, because he had such a terrible punishment, that wherever he walked, as we just said, the earth trembled, that caused that half of his punishment was eliminated. Amar Yehuda Golos Mechaberes Shlosh Dvarim. Somebody goes to Golos, it is Mechaper forgives on three Averis. On when there's Cherev, when there's killing in the world, when there's hunger, and when there's Dever, when there's a plague. Shenemar, Hayoshbir Azois Yomas Becherev, Berov of a Dever. There's a decree that the people who live there will be punished with these three punishments. The Pasuk says that the people who went out to Golos were spared from these punishments. Rabbi Yochanan says Golos has the power that it's mechaper on all averus. The Pasuk speaks about Yirmiyahu Hanavi saying Nevu about Yechenya. It says the Kisfa Seisha Zeariri, Gever La Yislach Biyamav, very powerful words, the person will be cut off, he will be not successful. Kiloyetzlach Mizari Ish Yoshval Kisi David, or Moshelah Be Yehuda, that he won't have children and that there won't be any continuation. But Bas the Gala, after Yechanya went into Golos, Ksiv the Pasuk says, "B'nei Yechanya Asir Shaltiel." Asir, what is the word Asir? What is the name Asir? Says the Gemara, "She'ibritai imai pebeis hasurim." His mother conceived him when his father was in jail. Shaltiel, she'shasloi kale. Hakadosh Baruch Hu placed him into the womb of his mother, not the way normally a child is placed in its mother's womb. Gemiri, we know, normally a woman cannot become pregnant when they're standing. For he, the mother of Shaltiel, this Abra Umid, got pregnant when he stand standing. And the Medrash actually says that Yechanya was in jail, and they snuck her in through a window. And as they were about to have relations, what happened was she became a nida. And instead of doing anything that, of course, is not permissible, what happened was he held himself back, and he didn't have relations with her until she was no longer a nida. And because of that, he had kaparas avonis, his sins were forgiven. Davacha Shaltiel Shenishal Alosoi Kael. As we just learned, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a shvua that he will not have any children, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol had that shvua annulled. Zerubbabel, the son of Shaltiel is called Zerubbabel. Why is he called Zerubbabel? Shenizr B'Bavel. He was conceived in Bavel. Mashmai, what was his real name? Nechemiah Mechakal Yishmai. The Gemara continues discussing Malchus Beis David. Says the Gemara, Yehuda v'chizkia b'nei Reb Chia havias v'sibdosu kamei Rebbe. They were sitting in a suda in front of Rebbe. V'lo hava ka'amr v'lo midi. and they weren't saying anything. Amloi Rebbe, so Rebbe says to the people there, Agavar Chamra Dardaki, give a lot of wine to these young men, Kehecha Delimra Milsa, because we know that when somebody drinks wine, it usually causes him to begin to speak. Kivan Ifsim, once they got intoxicated, once they drank and got and drank and became intoxicated, Paschu V'Amru, at that point they said, Ein Ben Dova Ba, the Mashiach will not come, Ad Sheyichlu Shtei Bati Os Yisrael. Two families from Klal Yisrael need to be eliminated before Mashiach comes. Which are those families? Hanasi Bet Yisrael, the Pasuk is referring to the Pasuk at Nasi at Yisrael, V'hoyle Migdash Levin, L'tzum Mechshel Shnei Bati Yisrael. The Bati Yisrael are going to be in the way of our success. Amalei Bonai, Kaitzim Atamatzim Li Ba'inai. You're putting thorns in my eyes because I am the Nasi, and you are saying that Mashiach can't come until the Nasi is eliminated. Amalei Rav Chiya. So Rav Chiya, the father of Chizkiah and Rebbe, said to Rabbi Yehuda, Rebbe Ayer Be'necha, don't feel bad. Yayin Nitnim B'Shim Ha'Oisius. The word Yayin, the gematria of the word Yayin is 70. And Soid, the gematria of the word Soid, which is secret, Nitin B'Shivin Oisius. What happened here is Nichnas Yayin Yosei Soid. What happened was that they drank and they said something that they weren't supposed to say. And the Mashal explains this gemara. What is what they said true or not? So Mashal explains that the Malchus Beis David is compared to the moon. It has its ups when it's full, and it has its down. That what they were saying was, and the moon, and that's how the Malchus Beis David will look. Sometimes they'll have an up, and sometimes they have a down. The Gros says that there are three types of individual. The Pasuk uses the word soid by. Yireim, those who have Yira Shemayim. Yisharim, those who are straight. And Nevi'im. And where do we find this? The Pasuk says, Soid Hashem Lireyev, Ves Yisharim Soidai, Kim Gola Soid Alevea HaNevi'im. And the Rashi Tevis of these three individuals that the Pasuk uses the word Soid is Yayin, great people, as we find in our Gemara, Nichnas Yayin, Yotzasoid. The Sefer Munas Moshe explains this Gemara that the by Klal Yisrael, what is the way we succeed is that we have a haftal rach kamaicha, that we all love each other, the unity of Klal Yisrael. By the Akum, it's just the opposite. By the Akum, the Pasuk says by Esav, Achar b'chotichya, that they live on killing or murder. So when Klal Yisrael sit and drink wine together, Yotzasoid, the secret of our success. Usually when people sit and drink wine together, it's a happy time. It's a time when people are getting along. Nichnas Yayin, when Jews sit together, Yotzasoid, the secret of our success, the secret of our success comes out. What is the secret of our success? The secret of our success is that the hafta l'reacha k'moichem. Do you know that the Torah says to the Kohanim, Yayin v'sheicha al-teish, that now I'll drink wine when they do the avoida. So what happened, so the Kliyokar explains that the reason Kohanim are not allowed to drink wine is because Kohanim are very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because they're so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're told not to drink wine, that secret, that the Soides Hashem, the Sisrei Torah, which they are open to, they shouldn't reveal. Says the Gemara, Omer Rav Chizda, Omer Marukva, Amalei, Omer Rav Chizda, Dorish Meri Bermar. Maidik Siv, the Pasuk says, V'yishker Hashem al Ra, V'yivyeh Olenu, Ki Tzadik Shem Elokeinu. So says the Gemara, B'shum the Tzadik Hashem, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows such mercy, V'yishker Hashem al Ra, V'yivyeh Olenu, is that a reason that we should be punished quicker? In. says the Gemara, Tzaka Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a tremendous favor with Klal Yisrael, Higdim Golos Tzidkiyo, Voi Golos Shechinyanu Kayemes, that the Golos of Chinyanu was supposed to be for 12 years, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it end, already made the Golos begin long earlier. The Ksivei Golos Shechinyanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aleph, the Tamid HaChamim, Charish, why they considered Charish? Because the Gemara says, the Kivan Shepaiskin, as soon as they open their mouth to say Divrei Torah, Hakol Nasa Kacharshim, their words are so brilliant, there's nothing more to say after what they have to say. Mazgah Shekivan Soigrim Ba'alokha, once they are answer a question in Halokha, Shuv Ein Paiskim, nobody could question them. The Kama, how many people like that were sent into Golos? Says the Gemara, Kama Hoya Elif. Ula Amma, Ula says, Hugdim Churban Shtei Shona Levanashantim. The Klai Yisrael was supposed to be in Golos for the amount of years of Neshantim, which is the Gematria of 852 years, that they were supposed to be in Golos after being in Eretz Yisrael for 852 years, but they were really sent to Golos after 850 years. Because if we would have remained in Golos, if we would have gone to Golos, if we would have only gone to Golos at the end of the 850 years, then there would be no survival to Klal Yisrael. Omer Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, the cause HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us to Golos before we were supposed to be into Golos, Shmamina Meher Demale Alma, the Pasuk says that he sent us out, that we're supposed to go into the Golos for Neshantem, that we're going to be there a long time. So we see that before that, it's not a long time. So we see what is the definition of a long time in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's eyes? 850 years. The Pasuk, we'd say, by the Musaf on the Shmon Esrei on Yom Tovim, Umnecha to'enu galinu me'atzeinu v'nisrachaknu me'almaseinu. And that, what it means, Umnecha to'enu, because we do Averis, before we finished all the Averis that we were supposed to do in order to have to go into a Golos, Galinu Miatzenu, already Kadosh Baruch Hu took a sentence into Golos. We were just distanced from Eretz Yisrael, but we weren't completely killed. If we would have waited for the 852 years, who knows, says the Gemara, who knows what a would have gone to Golos. So the Sefer Lekut Yosher asks, we understand that we had to go to Golos earlier than we were supposed to, because otherwise, who knows what it would have been. But why needs it to be 2 years? Why couldn't it just been 1 year? So the Sefer Lekut Yosher answers that we find many times when we learn a gematria, if the number we're looking for is just one off, it's not considered that the gematria is refuted. So if it would have been just 1 year, it would have been as if the pasuk was fulfilled. It had to be 2 years. The Sefer Kli Yoker quotes a Yalkut that says that when Yaakov Avinu came to the mountain as he was running away from Esav, the sun set 2 hours before it was normally supposed to set. And what the message was that they were sending to Yaakov Avinu is that the sun, the Beis HaMikdash, which was going to be built on that spot, will become destroyed 2 years. 2 years before, as we learned, it's supposed to be destroyed, and that's why the pasuk says, "V'yikach me'avnei amokim v'yosem mirashaysav." Why did Yaakov Avinu put stones on his head? Is that what a person normally would use for a pillow? So he says, we know that the halacha says that on Tisha B'Av, we're not supposed to sleep on a regular pillow. So that what happened that night to Yaakov Avinu commemorates, unfortunately, the Golos that Klal Yisrael is going to have to suffer, and which is represented by Tisha B'Av. And that's why that night Yaakov slept, the Yosem HaRashaysov, he slept with stones under his head. The Dubna Magid has a mashal how to explain this Gemara. He says there was once a king who had had an advisor, a close confidant, who the king was very fond of and treated him very special because he was a very close confidant of the king. At one point, the king discovered that this confidant is not acting in an appropriate manner. He's getting intoxicated. He's spending time with inappropriate people. So he chased him away. He exiled him. Once this person saw what his situation is, he wrote a long letter to the king. And what he wrote to the king was that, "I thank you for what you did to me, because if not for you having exiled me, I will never have realized what I was doing wrong." That's when the king said, "That's exactly what I was anxious to do. I wasn't anxious to punish you. I was anxious to you should recognize how you're not acting appropriately." And that was, he says, is the way we're supposed to understand Golus. Klal Yisrael is suffering from a terrible Golus. But says the Divnei Magid, the way we're supposed to understand the Golus, which is really what the Gemara is trying to teach us, is that the Golus is not a punishment. The Golus is a wake-up call that we should realize that we need to do better. We learned in the Mishnah, Lefikach Nivra Adam Yechidi, the person was created as one individual. Tana Rabbana Adam Yechidi Nivra, a person was created just by himself. Ubnei Ma, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do so? Shlo Yoimru Haminim, that we're concerned that the upper karsim should not come to say that there are many creators. Like this, we realize that there's only one creator. Dava Acher, another reason is Mnei Tzadikim and Mnei Rishoyim. That we know in the world there are people who are Tzadikim Baruch Hashem, and we know in the world there are people who are Rishoyim. And if we didn't have one creator, people would say that the tzaddikim are under bnei tzaddik, we're the children of the tzaddik, and Rishayim are under bnei rasha. In order to avoid that, the person was created by himself. Dov acham, bnei mishpacha shleim iskaris zubazu. Families should not get into quarrel. One should say, "I'm greater than you." Because let's think about it. When we were indeed created in this way, that each one of us was created individually, still there is yochim mizgaris. We have families that get into these quarrels. Who's greater? Certainly, if nivri shnayim, if we would have been created two at a time, alach kam v'kama. Dava acher, another reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in this way. Because if everybody had different parents, well, everybody could argue that this property came to me from this family, it came to me from that family. When we all come from the same father, we have these issues. Nivra shnayim ma'ach kam v'kama. A person makes many coins, and all of the coins are identical. We were all created in the image of Adam Arishin, and yet no two people look the same. Just like every person is different. Just like when you make something, the Yad Rama explains this Gemara. Just like when you create something, everybody sculpts it their own way. So too, each one of us is created in our own image. And there's a very interesting question that Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein Shlita in a Sefer Cheshuke Chemer discusses based on this Gemara. He says that there was a geneva, somebody stole something in a store, but the store had closed circuit monitoring, and they were able to see on the camera who the thief was, and they went and they found that individual, and that individual said, "It wasn't me." And he said that this there are individuals who look very similar to me. It must have been an individual who looks very similar to me, but it wasn't me. And the question is, Al Gemara just said that there are no two people that like the same. Actually, there's a tshuva in the Shalos, a tshuva sonoy to Behuda, Madura Kama Evan Ezra Simon Samachay, where there was a woman who was unfortunately in Aguna, her husband had disappeared, in the city of Pin. And somebody, she's in a store, and a man walks in, and she says, "That's my missing husband." And they forced him to give this woman a get. Then this man went to the city of Premishlan, and again, a very similar story happened. There was a woman standing somewhere. She identifies this man, and she says, "This man is my husband." And again, the people there said, "You have to give a get." And the question was that, is it possible that the two men that look very similar? So he says that, Rinoda Behuda says, based on our Gemara, we have to say that based on our Gemara, there can't be two men that look the same. And we have to be concerned that, obviously, that both of these women are still Eshesish. The Marsham say that, again, says the Marsham, that our Gemara says that no two people that look the same, but there are people that look very similar to each other. There's a famous Medrash. The Medrash speaks about two sisters who looked very similar to each other. And one of the sisters was accused of being a Saita. And indeed, she was guilty. And she knew that if she's going to drink the Mei Saita, if she's going to drink those waters, as the Torah teaches us, the severe punishment one gets for drinking such water. So what she did was, she told her sister, who looked similar to her, that go and drink the water instead of me. They won't recognize that it's not me. And you'll be innocent because you are indeed an innocent Jewish woman. And that's what she did. She went and she drank that water and she was fine. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, says the Medrash. When she came back home, her sister, who was indeed the adulteress, was so grateful to her for what she did. She came out and kissed her and hugged her. And the water, or the remnants of the water, was still in the mouth of the innocent sister, and they went into the body of the guilty sister, and she ultimately perished. But we see, says the Marsham, that there are people that look very similar to each other. And that, he says, is not necessarily a contradiction to our Gemara. And that's also why the Noi de Behuda Shaila is a very difficult Shaila, because even though the Gemara here says that there are no two people that look exactly the same, there are certainly similarities between people. And because there are these similarities between people, it's not necessary to know how to answer that shaila. Says the Gemara, why do people not look the same? Says the Gemara, a person shouldn't see a nice home, vishana, a nice wife, and he's going to say, it's my wife. Because, and if it'll be difficult to determine who's who. Shnama, v'yimnam rishayim oroz roma tishavar, this prevents avera from happening in the world. Tana bana hayi remei oimer, v'shlosh dvarim odem mishtanim mechaveroi. There are three things that distinguish one person from the other person. B'kol, his voice, b'mara, his look, or b'das, we don't know what the other person is thinking. Says the Gemara, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the world that way? The kol ubamar mishum erva. We should not have any mix-ups, chas v'shalom. Every husband and wife should know who is the husband, who is the wife. People, unfortunately, try to steal. But if I would know how you think, I would be able to tell where you most likely hid your valuables. But now, since we don't think the same, so where you thought is the appropriate hiding place is not where I think is the appropriate hiding place. The Pasuk says the Klos Magareba, Adam ki yakrav mikem carbon. At the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, and Rashi says, why does the pasuk say Adam? Ma Adam arishon lahikrav min hagezel. Adam arishon, when he brought a carbon, certainly didn't bring from stolen goods. Shahakol hayishalai, he owned everything. Af atem you lahitakriv min hagezel. When you bring a carbon, don't bring a carbon from stolen. Why, he asked, does the Torah use the word Adam to teach us this halacha? So he says, the word Adam is the only, there are many words in Lashon Kodesh to describe a person. But Adam is the only word that can't be said the Lashon Rabbim. There's no such a word as Adamim. There's Adam, saying just like Adam Arishon, there was no Gzeil in his time, because there was only one Adam. That is the way we're supposed to live when it comes, our Gemara says, to Gazlonim and Chamsonim, that each one of us is individual and we're not supposed to steal. And that's why I sort of mefarshim explain, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create us in this way, that we're each different? So mefarshim explain that we are all in the world to make the world a better place. We're all in the world for Avodas Hashem. And because of each one of us being different, that's, we each bring our own talents, we each bring our own strengths to the betterment of the world, to the avodas Hashem. And that's pshat, why we say, b'shvili nivra olam. Each one of us has what to contribute. Each one of us makes a shvil. Shvil means a path. Each one of us has a unique path in what we do. And together, when each one of us does what we are supposed to do, then the world will become the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the world to be. And that's why by Adam Rishon it says, L'avdoi L'shamra, Hashem put him into the world to make the world better. And we too are each one of us like an Adam Rishon, and we're here, L'avdoi L'shamra, to make the world better. Tanur Rabbanan, Adam Nivra Be'er Shabbos, Adam Rishon was created in Erev Shabbos. Of Nei Ma, why was he created at that time? If the world would have been there in the before Adam Rishon was born, then there would be a problem that people would say that Adam Rishon helped Kavi Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world. Like that, the world was here before Adam Rishon was. Dava Acher. If a person will become arrogant, we'll be able to tell the person, the ant was created. The ant was created before you. So the Meis Hoscha says that a yitush. Why does the Gemara use a yitush? Because why does the Gemara say a blade of grass was here before you? So the Meis Hoscha explains that an ant does have a neshama. Every living organism has a neshama. And you don't come first. And as the Lubavitch Rabbi saw said, because a person may have the tendency that he is so great, to avoid that person coming into that tendency, and we want a person to be great, and we want a person to be created, to be creative, but we don't want him to get to his head. And that's why that there's something that came before you. But I also saw that the Sefer Panim Yafis says, Amar Rav Levi, call him as God, if somebody is arrogant, ain't a nidna bel eish, the fire will burn him. Why does arrogance connected to fire? So he explains that, you know, a person may believe that, you know why I was created last? Because I am the ultimate purpose of the Brias Ha'olam, of the creation of the world. And that's why I was created last. And that's why I have a right to be arrogant. But we know that that's not true. The person was not exactly the last thing that was created. The last thing that was created was fire on Matzoi Shabbos when Adam Rishon put two stones together. So if a person is arrogant and he thinks the fact that he was created last is the reason that he should be arrogant, so that's why we say you'll be burnt in fire. The fire came after you. That The Chazam Sofer explains that now we're learning that he was created last, that for he should be told that the ant came before you. But the Gemara gives another reason. He should come right into the mitzvah of Shabbos. Similar, he should be able to have Suda Shabbos immediately. A king built a palace for Shichlon, and he made it most beautiful. And then he prepares a meal, and then he brings guests. Shnema chokmas bonso beisa, chotzva amudea shiva, tavcha tivcha, mischa yaina, af orcha shulchanoi, sholcha narasa, tikra algapi meroi mekeris. He created this beautiful palace, and then he made the meal. Chokmas bonso beisa, zumidasa shkodesh barcha shabaras, kola oilam kula bachokma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his incredible wisdom, created the world. Chotzva amudea shiva, this represents the shivas Yimei Bereishis. And why are they called Shivas Yimei Bereishis? What was created on Shabbos? Something very important was created on Shabbos. Menucha, rest, was created on Shabbos. Tavcha tivcha, mascha yayin af orcha shulchana, eli yamin avaris v'kol tzarchi olam. This is everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created for the world. And water is the most necessary creation that the world has. Shulcha narseh tikra, za odom v'chava. Algape meroy mekeres, Rabbi Archon and Rami ksiv algape, that means it's something high. And then it says, kise, which means low. Betchila algape, first the Adam Rishon, before he did the Avera, was top of the world. Well, Psoif, after he did the Avera, he was reduced tal kise, to just a little cheer. So the Chasam Sofer, as I was saying, says that our Gemara, it's difficult to approach our Gemara. On one hand, the Pasuk says, the Gemara says that a person was created after the ant. And then the Gemara says how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the person last, that everything should be there for him. So explains the Chasam Sofer, on one hand, a person, if he lives life the way he's supposed to live his life, then he's considered why, he is the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But in order that a person should not become arrogant, HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly reminds him, you were created after the ant. And that's why the Mashal says that the Gemara Masechta Gittin, Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis, teaches us that Titus, the Roman general who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said, you could only fight in the water, not on dry land. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent the ant into his nostrils and it made him mad, with it constantly tapping in his head. Titus represents arrogance, and the ant that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created before we are created is what reminds us that we should not be arrogant. The Sfarim explain why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us that way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that way because he said, I want you to be in the world to do what I need, avoid this Hashem. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created everything beforehand, that he should not have anything else to do besides avoid this Hashem. But as we're learning, he didn't live up to the challenge. Mi Pesi, the Pasuk says, Mi Pesi Yosihene Hasal Leiv Omerloi, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Patalazeh, who convinced the person that he should eat from the Eitz Hadas? Isha Omerloi, it was the woman. The way Adam Rishon was created is that Kadosh Baruch Hu brought him from all the corners of the world. Shenamar golmi ra einecha. Adam Rishon, the way Adam Rishon was created was gufay, his body came from, but his body came from Eretz Yisrael. Evarov came, Naguf came from Bavel. Roshi came from Eretz Yisrael. Evarov came from Sharot, from other cities around the world. Agvoisov, his back, Arav Acha, Ma'akra de Amma. It came from a place called Akra de Agma. And there's a beautiful, beautiful vort from Ramey Shapiro in the Sefer Imri Das. When Ramey Shapiro, Baruch Hashem, saw the success of the Daf Yomi, which is so popular, has always been so popular in his learning, and now in many people's learning, why was it so popular? So he says, if we look at a Daf Gemara, the Gemara itself was written in Bavel. The Mishnah is written at Tisrael. The Gemara was written in Bavel. We had Rashi and the Tosfos came from France. The Rosh came from Germany. The Rambam came from Spain. Others came from Poland. And that's what the Gemara just said. The what makes up a person? A person is an individual who comes from all different places in the world. But the person comes together for Avodas Hashem. And that's what the Gemara is trying to teach us, that when we recognize and we take all of the talents and all of the learning that we could do from all over the world, that is the way we will be successful. The day is made up of 12 hours. Shor Rishona, the first hour of the day. Chutzpah Afroi, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gathered the earth from which he's going to create the person. Shnei Nasa Golem, he was just made into a piece of clay. Shlishis Nimtchu Evarev, his limbs were created. Revius Nizrukah B'Neshama, that's when the Neshama was put into the body. Chamishis Omer Araglav, he was able to stand up. Shisha Karah Shemus, the sixth hour is when he called names to everything that was created. Shvius Nizdag V'Lai Chava, the seventh hour is when Chava was brought to him. Shminis Olu Lamita Shnaim, in the eighth hour they went into the bed to have children, V'yardu Arba, and Adam and Chava had children, Kayim and his twin. Chiyas, in the ninth hour, in Stavish Lelechem and Elon, they were commanded not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Asir Sarach, in the tenth hour, they did eat from the Eitz Hadas. Achas Ari, in the 11th hour, Nidin, he was punished, he was judged. Shtemasur Nitrit, he was chased out of the Gan Eden V'Holokloi. Shnama Odom B'Kol Bayolin. An animal cannot prevail over a human being unless the person acts like a behemoth. And if the person acts like a behemoth, so the animal looks at this person not as a human being, as an animal. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create the human being, he first created one group of malachim. Amalem, do you want us to create people that are in the image of malachim? Amalem, Amar Lefan Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma Masav, tell us how this person will look. Amalem, Kafakach Masav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu described how a person will look. Amar Lefanav, the Malach Hashar said to him, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ma enosh kisiskareno vedonim kisifkadeno. Hoshet etz b'ktana b'neim. When they reacted in this negative way, then was sarfam. And the way the Mashal explains the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world all with chesed. And these malachim who weren't able to recognize and understand the chesed of Hashem were destroyed. So then Kas Shniyah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings a second group of malachim. Kas Shlishis, the third group that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings, Amar Lefanav, Rabbi Shalom, Rishayin Shalom Lefanach Amai Ilu, the first groups that said that you should not create the world haven't accomplished anything. The entire world belongs to you. Whatever you want to do, you should do. But when, and that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the human being. When it came to the time of the Aveir of the Dara Mabel, when it came to the time of the Aveir of the Dara Flaga, they did horrible sins. Amar Lefanav, at that point, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo Yafur Amar HaRishayin Lefanecha, didn't the earlier Malachim say to you correctly? Amar Lehem, Vatzikla Anihu, Vatzei Vani Ezba Vamalei. Even though a person does Aveiris, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will continue to carry them. Amar Yehuda Barav, Adam Rishon Masoifa Oilam Vatzoifai. The length of Adam Rishon was from one end of the world to the other end of the world. Shnema, min hayoyim ashebar lekim adam al aretz u'mekzei hashemayim mekzei shemayim. A person was able to take up the entire length of the world. And of course, what does it mean that a person was able to take up the entire length of the world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world in a way that a person could have this hekif, could have this ability to use everything in the world for avodas Hashem. But once a person does averus, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I give to the human being so much power, but he doesn't use the power the way I want him, the talents and the power that I give him, he doesn't use it properly. And because he doesn't use them properly, there's nothing else to do. I have to take it away. Kivin shetzarach, haniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadav olav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts his hands over him, umitoy, and he diminishes him. Shenema ocha v'kedem tzatani, v'toshes alei kapecha. Am Rabbi Loza, Adam Rishon, and Aretz al Rukiya, haya. The human, Adam Rishon went up to the sky. Shenema, l'mayayim ha-shabar al-kim, Adam al-Aretz, l'mektzei shemayim. Kivin shetzarach, after Adam Rishon did the Avera, haniach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yadav alav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his hands over him, umita, and he diminished him. Shenemar, och v'kem tzatani v'kosh slay kapecha. Ask the Gemara, koshakroya dadi. One pasuk says he went from one over the length of the world, and one says that his height was the height of the world. Answers the Gemara, idi v'idi chodihi. They're both the same amount. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Adam Rishon, b'loshen Rami Siper. Adam Rabbi spoke Arabic. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great. And Yokru is the word that describes greatness in Aramic. The Pasuk says, Zes Sefer told us Adam. Malamed Sharei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Adam Rishon, Dor V'Dor V'Dor Shav, each generation and the people in that generation, Dor V'Dor Chachamav. And each generation is the Talmid Chama of the Dor. Kiva Shigil Adar Shor Rabbi Kiva, when he came to the door of Rabbi Kiva, Samach B'Terasai, he was so thrilled to see such a great Talmud Chacham like Rabbi Kiva. However, in this Atzei B'Misasai, Rabbi Kiva was killed as one of the Arugei Malchus. Amar V'li Mayokru Re'echa Keil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are too hard. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are too hard for us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked, Adam Rishon was sown Dor V'Dor V'Dor Shav, Dor V'Dor Chachamav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show Adam Rishon that there will be leaders in Klal Yisrael and all generations. But why was it necessary to show him Dor V'Dor V'Dor Shav, the people of every generation? So one pshat that I saw is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sending a message to Adam Rishon. Every generation, the leaders of the generations will be according to the people of the generation. So Dor V'Dor V'Dor Shav, look at the people of that time, and then you'll understand Dor V'Dor V'Chachamav. But then I saw the Chiddush Arim taking this concept, and we would understand this concept to mean the greater the generation, the greater the leaders, and the weaker the generation, the weaker the leaders. Says the Chiddush Arim just the opposite. When you have great people, you don't have to have such great leaders. But when you have a generation of people who are not that great, that's when you need to have great. That's when you need to have greater leaders. Adam Rishon min haya. Adam Rishon was somewhat of an apikoros. Rashi says, "Libay noita l'avodah zarah." He was somewhat leaning towards avodah zarah. Shnema v'yikah Hashem alakim al adav yom alayaka an nata lipcha. Which direction is your heart going? Rabbi Yitzchak Eimer, Moshech Bar Losa Haya. He wanted to hide his bris milah. Ksiv Hadam, Ksiv Hasach, the Pasuk says in Hosea, V'heima Ka'odam Avra Bris, V'ksiv Hasam Es Brisei Hefer. Rabbi Nachman HaMekoyfa Bika Haya. He stopped believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv Hacha, V'keim Ka'odam Avra Bris, V'ksiv Hasam, Amru Al She'ozva Es Brisei Hashem, they stopped believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tanan Hasam, Rabbi Leza Eimer, have a shocked little Torah, constantly try to learn Torah, the da, and through constantly learning Torah, you will know Mashatosh Lapikaris, how to answer Apikarsim. Amar Rav Yechon, Loishana El Apikaris of the Kachavim. How will you know to respond to an Apikaris that's an akum. Aval apikaris Yisrael, it doesn't pay to get into the debate with them. Why doesn't it pay to get into the debate with them? Koshke in the pocket fei. And as I saw, Rabbeinu Yoina explains, a person who's an apikaris who's a Yisrael, what does that mean? It means that he doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat. Someone who doesn't believe in Torah Shabbat, there's no point in speaking to him. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Kamakam, Shapakrum, Aminim, wherever the apikarsim find the pasuk to use, that it's a proof to their heretical thoughts, Chvasim Betzidon, the pasuk already gives us an answer. The pasuk says, Nas Adam Betzalmenu, which seems to represent that there was more than one creator. But then the pasuk says, V'yivra Elokim Es Adam Betzalmoy, there was only one creator. The pasuk says, Har V'Nardav V'Nivl Shem Sfasam, but Adar Afloga, Hashem says, many will go down. So it seems that there's more than one God, Chas V'Shalom. But we look at the pasuk and it says, V'yared Hashem Liris HaTzair, V'Samigdol, Loshin Yochid. The pasuk says, Kisham Nigl Elov Elokim. The pasuk speaks about Yaakov Avinu and Beisel. But then the pasuk says, "L'keil loshin rabim elokim." But then the pasuk says, "L'keil ha'oni asibiyoyim tzirasi." The pasuk says, "Kimi goy gadol ashaloy elokim kroim elov." Again, seeming to represent that there's more than one God. But then the pasuk says, "Kashem elokim b'kol kareinu elov loshin yochid." The pasuk says, "Mikam chisog goyecha be'oretz ashahoch elokim." Again, elokim loshin rabim. But then the pasuk says, "Liftus loy." La'am. The pasuk says in Daniel, "Ad the curse of Ramav," that there are two chairs. There were two thrones, seemingly indicating that there are two gods. But then the pasuk says, "Va'atik Yoimin Yosef," there was only one God sitting on the throne. But ask the Gemara, "V'hanach lamali," why do we have all these psukim that mislead us, chas v'shalom, into believing that there's more than one God? Answers the Gemara. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oseh Davar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do anything, Elm Kein Nimlach B'Famalya Shamala, until he consults the Malachim. Shenamar, B'Gzeiris Irim Pizgama Ma'am Kedishin She'alta. And this is to show us, says the Marsha, the tremendous majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still, he always acts in this model, in this modest fashion, and consulting the Malachim. Ask the Gemara, Hatenech Kulei, all the Pesukim can be explained that way. But the Pasuk of the Adikars and Ramav, which we said means that there were two thrones, Mayakul Meimer, how we are going to understand that Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Echad Loi, one throne is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vechla David, and the other throne is for David HaMelech. And as the Mefarshim explained, it doesn't make sense that David HaMelech should be sitting next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the throne. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that ultimately Malchus based David will return. Divrei Rekiva. Amalei Rekiva. So the Rabbi Yossi, Amalei Rabbi Yossi Rekiva, Admasa Atar Eschina Kachol. You're treating the HaKadosh Baruch Hu like he sits on a throne. Ela Echad Din. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world with the Midas Adin or Midas Harachim, and sometimes with Midas Harachim. Ask the Gemara, Kibble Menei like Kibble Menei, did Rabbi Kiva accept what Rabbi Yossi said? Toshma, the Brisa says, Atanya Echla Din ve'echla Tztaka, Divrei Rabbi Kiva. So ultimately Rabbi Kiva agreed to this pshat. Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Akiva, Maloch Eitzel Hagoda, why are you trying to explain I got it to Gemara? Kalech etz on the goyim ve'olos. You should be learning difficult sugyas. El echel lekisei ve'echel esrafrof. One is for the king, for his throne, and one is for his stool. Kisei leishavolov ve'srafrof lahadaim raglov. So here, the hadaim raglov means the malachim with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu administers the world. So the Gemara says that they said to Rabbi Kiva, why are you learning Agadat Gemara? You should be learning the Gaon Vilna. So the Mechas Yitzchak, Zatzal, gave a drasha after the war, and he quoted this Gemara. He says, when we live in a time where Torah learning is widespread, and we live in a time where everybody's able to do what they have to do, so indeed, Talmid Chachamim, everybody could be learning the going, everybody can learn Agarat Gemara. But there are times, he said, where it's a much more difficult time in our lives. And Klal Yisrael needs Rabbanim, Klal Yisrael needs Paiskim. As we know, he said, the time of Rabbi Kiva was a time of terrible tragedy in Klal Yisrael. The Sar Ruge Malchus, the Roman Empire, caused them much aggravation. In such a time, he says, Rabbi Kiva, you are needed to teach Negon V'Olus. That's what we need you for. Aram Nachman, Hayman de Yodel Aduri Laminim. If somebody knows how to respond to that Pekarsim, Krav Adis Lahadr, Viloy, and if you don't have that talent, Loy Lahadr. There was this Apikars who said to Rav Edis, Ksiv El Moshe Omar Alei El Shem. So the Gemara says, he said the word should have been, Elai Elai Mi Boy Elai. To me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling Moshe Rabbeinu to come to him. Amalei, this is referring to Matatrin. Sheshmoi Kishem Rabbi. The Matatrin has the same name as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ksiv Kishmi Bekarbei. Yehachai, says the Gemara, if Matatrin is so powerful, has the same name as Hashem, Niflchalei, why do we worship him? And says Gemara, Ksib, because the Pasuk says, Al Tamaboy, Al Tamarinibay, don't substitute anybody for Hashem. In Cain, why does the Pasuk say, Lo Yisrael Pashchem, Lamali? What is if Matatrin doesn't have that power, why was he created? Amalei him Nusa Bedin. I could swear that he can't do anything. He can't be considered even a shlich Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you to come with us, otherwise we can't continue. We only could rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei ba'atzmai.